Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's got everyone saying, "How'd this moldy bread end up in the couch?" That was sent in by Twitter user at Agata's Family. If you want your thing to be the thing that our show's got everyone saying, tweet at TrendsWBenefits with the hashtag TWB got everyone saying. So one of these days we'll get one of those.
What do you mean?
We got that one from your family.
Patrick Stewart submitted one last time.
And the Weather Channel sent one the week before.
I think the hashtag's too long.
No, it says everything we want it to say.
Does it need all those words?
TWB got everyone saying.
It's a lot of words for a hashtag.
I think it'll work.
Okay.
I mean, I think it has and will continue to work.
All right. Have you been checking it?
Don't I get a notification when they come in? I mean, I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-hashtagged co-hosts, July Diaz.
Creek.
And Agata.
Hi. What's up?
Oh, you know what? I got to say this. I'm very excited. Today, as you can see from I'm wearing the whole costume. I'm very excited about the new Star Trek. That's why I'm wearing the full Star Trek uniform.
It's right nice. Now. Looks yeah. good.
And you're going trick-or-treating tonight, right?
And that too.
Yeah.
Well, that throws the whole timeline thing off. Because tonight's the night Star Trek premieres.
And you decided to combine it with the other big event of October.
Okay.
Halloween.
All right. I'm sorry. The curtain has been raised. We're recording this one in advance of when it comes out.
Oh, my God. Gabe, why'd you admit it?
Sorry. Most people think this is a live show. So, July, quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a guest today?
We do. He's a writer-performer out of Denver, Colorado. Hey, everyone. It's Aman.
Hi, everybody.
This is
Aman.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm excited. I figured, what am I going to do? I've got a free day in October. I might as well come over here and record this show with you.
It's very crisp. It's crisp out,
and
right?
And spooky.
A crisp fall day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Snow.
It's been a while since we sweat.
It's snowing.
It's snowing outside, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. This is wild.
We're just crunching on the leaves on the sidewalk. All those classic fall activities.
Yeah. You eating leaves?
No, I'm crunching them with my shoes.
Oh, your shoes.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh, we've been there before.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, this is probably weather that you'd be more accustomed to, say, in your hometown of Denver, Colorado, right?
That's right. Yeah. This is the weather I'm used to. I love this weather. It's this sunshine and snow combined with staying inside and checking the weather on TV and seeing if it correlates with what's outside the window.
Sometimes it does, right?
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, sometimes around Halloween, I don't know if you ever checked out the Weather Channel, there's usually a pumpkin on the forecast. So I check out the Weather Channel. I see the pumpkin. I look outside my window. Pumpkins are falling out of the sky.
Out of the sky.
Wow.
July, that can't be real.
It is real. What are you talking about? You've never seen pumpkins fall out of the sky?
It's probably your little brother throwing pumpkins out of the window upstairs.
He does love throwing pumpkins out of the window upstairs.
Yeah. It seems like just a coincidence.
All right. So you're saying my brother is in cahoots with the weather guy?
That's the most likely explanation.
All right, I gotta ask him.
All right.
What does your brother do when there's no weather? He must be hanging out with the weather guy.
I guess so. I guess he's riding down Rodeo Boulevard with the weather guy.
Yeah.
I guess so. This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Very Hollywood.
Wow.
That's a very Hollywood thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother got a ponytail recently.
What?
Yeah.
You got a ponytail?
You got a ponytail, a blazer.
That's insane.
He's been riding a Ferrari, too.
How? Yeah. How does he afford that?
I guess whatever he's doing with the weather guy, they might be running some underground poker tournaments. I don't know.
Oh, man. This is getting really messed up. Yeah. Let's get back to Denver. So do you love slicing up that mountain?
Oh, up the mountain?
Slicing up a mountain?
It's a figure of speech. Us cold people get it.
Oh, okay.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, that's right. You're a cold person,
yeah,
right,
Agana? Yeah, yeah.
Slicing up a mountain. I wish I could say that I went snowboarding or did anything outdoor related. But it was mostly just sitting inside.
There wasn't time. There wasn't time after all the time watching the Weather Channel and seeing what the weather was like.
Well, you know, it updates.
Yeah.
So you can't just leave it.
That makes sense.
How long have you been here in LA from Denver?
From Denver? 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. So 15 maybe? Or 16? 15. 2015.
Oh, 2015.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying your age.
Like, oh, yeah.
Are you 17 years old?
Yeah, yeah. I moved when I was 15 years old. And I don't know. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
You're liking it out here, yeah, right? It's great.
It is great.
It's the best. Are all of you from here?
Only July. Well, no. You're from Northern.
I'm from Northern California, the Bay Area.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm from Southern California, the Yay Area. Ooh.
And Agata's from Texas, the Yeehaw Area.
I'm from Canada.
Oh, what? The A area, yeah. Then.
I lived in Texas, but I'm from Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, wow, those are two totally different places. Texas. Ah, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said I'm a cold weather person, because I came from Canada.
Texas is so cold.
We love to slice up that mountain in Canada.
Oh, yeah. You slice them up good in Canada.
Yeah.
A Canuck?
A real Canuck, yeah.
What does that mean? Is that an offensive term to call a Canadian? Like, if there are a bunch of Canadians outside, you know, listening to music and being annoying,
like
blocking the driveway sort of the situation, yeah.
Yeah.
And I stick my head out and I yell, get the fuck off my driveway, you goddamn Canucks. Is that offensive in Canada? Is that offensive?
Are you asking if it's a slur?
Yeah.
It isn't, but
no.
Canuckleheads is.
Canuckleheads?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, oh my God. They have
bleep that out, Gabe.
They have don't they have a hockey team called the Canucks?
Yeah, but maybe you notice what they're not called. The Canuckleheads.
Oh,
man.
Another bleep.
God.
Is this a bust? Because I feel like it's going to be all bleeps, this podcast.
Yeah.
I know. We're talking about making sure that we stand the test of time. And if we're just throwing around these slurs, we're going to want to listen to this later.
Yeah.
History will not look kindly on my use of.
Don't say it.
The only person that's allowed a bleep here is the person behind the glass.
Right. Aman, I'm sure you noticed as you came in that we have a full production staff behind the glass over there.
Working around the clock is what
working
I've
around the clock.
Yeah.
They ask to take breaks and we say no.
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 How do they ask? Is it the way they're asking?
Well, they're not mic'd, so they're just tapping on the glass frantically, saying like I want to eat something.
Yeah.
Motions, and we just say no. You know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's one of those. I noticed that, and I didn't know what my place was here when one of the guys was just pointing at the door handle, and it's missing. And he just kept trying to get me to come over, and I was like, "This is my first time being on a podcast. I don't want to."
They're just joking. They're just joking around. Don't worry about them.
They get to leave when the show's over.
Yeah. Sometimes, if they behaved.
But of course, our whole staff, we love them, all of them.
Right.
But most important is the head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, who, as everyone knows, is the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Aman, please meet producer Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, Aman. My name is Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Yeah. So she's fully able to communicate with you and respond to questions. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any sort of, I can ask any Whose Line question.
You could ask her literally any question.
It doesn't
question
have to
about,
be Whose Line related.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's either Whose Line or robot related.
Yeah.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
But
or
also,
can I ask anything?
You can ask anything. She has the power of the internet behind her.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she has a lot of knowledge and she brings it up and she might mention her famous.
I'm so horny.
Or also, yes.
Oh.
She's almost always horny these days.
Horny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. She just is inappropriate with our guests and we're working on it. Gabe should be fixing her
back
end.
I built her mostly to do production stuff and to play the piano, but
right.
It's, you know, there are always bugs.
Of course.
She would argue feature not a bug. Right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's been so hard to change her. She doesn't want to change.
Well,
please give me smooches.
That was a request for
you. A request
you.
From yeah. me to give smooches?
You don't have to. It's fine.
You don't have to, but she does want them. And it might go smoother if you do, but no pressure.
Well, I'm gonna keep these lips to myself.
Okay.
Myself and my fiance.
I respect that.
That's fine.
Are you an engaged man?
No. I wish.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have a proposition.
Yeah.
with Robo Laura Hall?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I need a green card.
Robo Laura Hall, you don't need a green card.
I don't get it, Robo Laura Hall. Are you horny or are you desperate for
I've been getting
card?
Into acting.
Oh, okay.
You want to see my reel.
I would love to see your reel.
do not show him your reel.
Yeah,
that's so inappropriate right now. Seriously, come on. Be a professional.
I slash a guy's neck while fucking him.
Robo Laura Hall.
We've all seen
in
your
my reel.
Yeah, we know. We've seen
the reel. And
it's acting.
Not, okay, we get it. Nobody's going to hire
it's
you.
It's not real.
You're not a person. You can't be in a movie.
Wait, I thought it was
but
a reel.
But it's a reel.
Yeah, there we go.
Listen, I'm going to watch this reel for a second because I haven't seen it.
If okay.
That's, if that's all right.
Cool with you all.
Yeah, of course.
All right, yeah, I'll play it for you.
Okay, thanks.
It's all silent stuff. She's right. done a lot of silent films.
It's a lot of her.
Ring, ding, ding, ding.
Okay, she's out in a field. She's out in a field. She's looking at a baby deer. She's trying to speak, but she can't. She's just making noises at it.
Hey, lady. Why aren't you speaking? This is weird. All right, it's about like 10 more minutes of this.
Oh, wow.
That's not a reel. That's just one weird thing that she filmed of herself.
I don't know how she's got this many credits. Or this credit.
Yeah.
It's just like, the one credit.
It doesn't count as a credit.
Yeah, I don't
Jappy is my cousin.
Okay, stop trying to climb up the entertainment industry ladder with your networking and blah,
He brought
blah, blah.
Me in the biz.
Wow.
Yeah, we have yet to meet Jappy. I think he'd be a fun guest on the show. But
She brings him up every single episode.
Chappy.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just going to go along with it. You don't know who Chappy is?
I don't
know. No, we
what
do.
Is, what is Chappy? Who's Chappy?
Oh, you don't know. He had a movie come out called Chappy. He was a real weird. Oh.
He's my cousin.
Yeah.
He was popular for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember.
And
I remember.
It was a while ago and it was a terrible movie. So, I mean, there's no reason why you should know who he is. But she brings him up all the time as if he's like Tom Cruise or something.
Okay. It's got a connection. That's nice.
Aman, do you know... so this is a show where we talk about things that are trending. you know, it's most of what we do on the show.
Great.
Do you consider yourself someone who like generally knows what's going on? Like, do you have your finger on the pulse?
I don't have my finger on the pulse, but I got my finger on a couple of people that have their finger on the pulse.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So people who are, if it gets through them, then I know something's up.
Mm.
And they'll tell me because I'm not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking them if anything's up, or they will just come to you and tell you?
Oh, they'll come to me. They're the types that are, you know, big deal, old-fashioned, get your paper types, the ones mm-hmm. with the newspapers on the corner.
Right.
Like,
extra.
Yeah. War's going on outside. No one is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever.
Yeah.
Sort of types. And, like, if... Basically, it's my brother, my ignorant friend, and I who just lives online, and who else? And my mom will end up dropping pieces of pop culture info on me. Yeah.
Mm. Anything you've learned lately, specifically from? I'm curious about this ignorant friend of yours.
From my ignorant friend?
Yeah.
And he only lives on the internet. He doesn't have a real life body.
Well, if he could have it his way, that's what it would be. But okay. he's just like he's a guy who's learned to read through memes and online commenting. His only requirement for writing is to post comments on videos about how they suck and misspell them. He's my best friend.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah.
And he tells you what Kanye West is up to, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. All that sort of stuff. But not even just what's up with him. He's just like, hey, did you see this image of Kanye West? He's probably doing heroin in this thing. Do you see it? And it's just like a blurred image of what looks like maybe Kanye West,
yeah,
but clearly a heroin needle. And it's right. Just like, yeah, do you see this? Or it's like,
whoa,
you know, Tupac's still alive type of,
oh, okay,
type of situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you convinced that Tupac's still alive?
I'm not convinced because I haven't, I'm like doubting Thomas. I haven't touched him yet. Like if I see him and touch him, then he's alive.
All right.
If not, he's in a box in the ground somewhere.
I'm with you. It's gotta at least touch one of my five senses.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And not your heart.
And yeah. And not my ears either, because he recorded a lot of music.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So much music.
Smell? You want to smell him?
That would help.
Do you know what he's supposed to smell like?
Yeah.
Does he have a like cologne that he's known for?
He doesn't, no.
No, but no, it's one of those things where if I smelled him, I knew it was him.
That's exactly right.
Right?
You're like, this is what Tupac smells like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like thug life.
That is what it smells like, thug life.
It smells like thug life.
Ask God is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask God may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
God, board certified addiction medicine.
So Ask a God is my segment where people can call or write in with their problems, and I give them advice, and we guarantee that it's going to make their life better.
No, we don't.
So if you want to,
we can't provide that guarantee.
If you want, this is my segment, Gabe. If you want to submit a question, go to twb.cool/ask or call or text 432 Agata High, and we will 100% solve your problem. And if not, Gabe will give you $100. Okay. What do you got for me?
I can't do any of that stuff.
This question is from old school Drew. Dear Agata, I love being old school, which is why I still have a flip phone. Everyone says I need to upgrade to stay hip, but I'd say I'm the more hip one by being old school. Why my friends no like me being old school?
Okay.
Why my friends no like me being old school?
This person has a flip phone, which, ew. Ew. Gabe.
What's that?
I refuse to answer this question.
Wow. Okay.
Oh man,
this has never happened before.
You're really punting on this. Wow. I mean, usually you just provide very lazy advice, but now you're providing the laziest possible advice, which is literally no advice.
I won't address this person.
Wow. Okay. That's $100 out of your pocket.
It's offensive to me, and yes, you need to pay up for.
No. This guarantee is not a thing. I've had my lawyers look at it. They say I absolutely can't. We cannot guarantee this advice.
No.
Not even freaking Dr. Phil is out there guaranteeing his advice. He's like protected behind many, many, many clauses and so on. Uh-huh. So we can't do that.
We do.
He's protected by a bunch of Kris Kringles.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he's protected by the Santa Claus.
You're talking about Dr. Phil Hartman, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Since Agata refuses to answer, I will give my two cents. I think flip phones are cool. I said earlier at the beginning of the show that I was excited about Star Trek, and mm-hmm. The Star Trek guys used to have that little flip phone thing that they would wave around. Yeah. That's cool. Oh. So be you with your flip phone, as long as it does texts, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't do them right.
What's the right way?
A bunch of emojis. You know that.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, this is the emoji generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine sending a monkey emoji on your flip phone, July.
Imagine that?
Yeah, imagine it.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
Doesn't that make you upset?
Does it make me upset?
Yeah.
No, it makes me happy.
I think you're too young, July. You never had to.
The question is, imagine
mm-hmm.
me sending a monkey emoji on my flip phone. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing. That's great. Yeah, I like that. Why would I be upset?
No, imagine trying to do it. You can't. There's no way.
But in my imagination, I imagine that I could do it.
All right, sorry. You imagined it wrong. Imagine it the right way, and then you'll feel what I'm talking about.
So imagine it in your like boxed in way where it didn't work.
Right, like you're trying to reach somebody.
Uh-huh.
Who's your best friend?
A monkey.
So imagine you're trying to text this monkey,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to say, "Hey, how's it going?"
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you put a monkey emoji at the end of that. Otherwise, right. How do you convey to this monkey that you're friends with them?
I guess I could send him a banana emoji.
Can't do that either.
I think we're kind of straying far away from what the question is here.
I don't uh-huh. think so.
This guy, he loves being old school, right? And yes. What's wrong with that? Okay. I'm very old school. You guys can see in my house, I've got one of those old-fashioned tube televisions. And
I see that.
And
it's playing a live Def Leppard concert.
It's playing a live Def Leppard concert. I've got one of those record players that you have to crank, and it's got one of those big tuba things on the top.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, tuba things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being old school is about the hippest thing you could be. So my advice is keep doing you. Aman, do you have any thoughts on this?
Oh, I can weigh in on this?
Oh, yes. We would love if you would.
So could you just repeat that last question? Was it why?
Why my friend?
Why my friends know like me being old school.
Okay. Okay. So I feel like we've missed this whole question entirely.
Right. Good
it's
point.
Why don't the friends like the old school?
Why me Not friends so know like
yeah.
old school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I'm being creative. I'm filling in some words in this question. Some friends are just buddies.
Right.
And not real friends.
Right.
We got to learn to separate real friends and real buddies.
Definitely.
The ones that don't like what you're into, your old school, maybe they're not friends.
Those are buddies?
Entirely.
And buddies is bad?
Buddies is, this is an actual theory. Well, it's not a theory. It's just a definition for the term buddy that I thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing it first. So there's like a million people. You've got like all these fake friends on Facebook. But the real friends are the people like you can get in touch with, the ones like you'd reach out to if you're in trouble, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The rest of the people, those are maybe buddies. And buddies, like the budding plant, are potential friends
if
watered and cared for and spent enough the time and effort to make the friendship out of.
Okay.
Yes.
You that see makes what I'm sense.
So go to their house.
Yeah.
Pour water on them.
Nice. Yes.
And then when they get a cold from that, you have to take care of them.
Then you take care of them.
Yeah.
And when they're freaking out, what are you doing in my house? What are you doing in my house? That's when you go, I'm going to make this work.
Yeah, buddy.
Buddy.
Not then, for long, though.
Yeah, and then they're going to be stunned and go, we are just buddies, but we could be friends. And then they're working as a producer on your show, trapped inside of a box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really beautiful theory.
It is.
Thank you.
Although I don't want to reconnect with any of my buddies on Facebook.
I'm with you. You don't have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
I left them behind for a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You move on with your life.
Yeah.
July, you got any thoughts on this?
Nope.
All right.
I shared my thoughts already.
Right. That's true.
I mean, there's a good chance maybe all your buddies just have a different style than you, or friends or buddies. Uh-huh. Like maybe they like dressing more new school. And then when it's like, maybe they feel like when you're dressed old school in their presence, it's like it doesn't match, or like you're sticking out and getting all the attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You all fans of The Breakfast Club?
Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, Tony the Tiger, Count Chocula.
Okay, I was
Fruit Loop.
I know I wasn't thinking about
Sam. No, I think he's thinking about a film,
The Frog,
the Smacks Frog.
Smacks Frog.
No,
yeah.
He's not in this movie either.
Yeah. I'm talking about the movie.
The Captain Crunch guy.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, if you stop talking, and he's just
like
listen.
He's
a
like the Kool Aid Man, but he has a giant ship.
Don't you forget about me. Don't. Anyway, yeah, so we're talking about a movie where it's most famous for having that song in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never heard it.
Oh. You haven't heard it?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you're missing out.
You're missing out on an amazing song.
So it's got the Brat Pack in it, right?
Yeah, the Brat Pack's in it, and they're all, you know, they all become friends at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
they started off as buddies.
They start not even as
they
buddies.
Weren't even
they
buddies.
Weren't
enemies.
They were
these
like
these were opposite sides of all the tracks type of characters.
Oh.
Nowhere near each other.
There was a nerd.
Yeah.
There was a jock. There was a spaz.
Yeah.
There was a dweeb.
Yep.
There was a goth.
Yep.
All together in one room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No way.
No, they managed.
No,
to
there's
put
no
them
way
in
this
room.
Happened.
Yeah. No, and they get along terribly at first.
Yeah.
And then eventually become great friends.
And they meet up for breakfast every day, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all get together and they turn on their radio and they sing, don't you forget about me. Don't.
It's a great film.
It is.
It's
good.
Yeah.
John Hughes directed it.
Mm.
Does that ring a bell?
Rest in peace, John Hughes.
I don't know if he's dead.
R.I.P.
I think he is.
Have you touched him?
No.
They'll put that in the not
there.
Quite yet category. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you've done a great job providing advice to this person, Agata.
Well, you
as he rolls his eyes.
Called me lazy and then you said I was bad.
You created an advice segment and literally said you wouldn't give advice to people.
I said I don't want to address this person because they have a flip phone. I think that's totally valid and you should respect my wishes.
It's October, the most frightening time of the year. It's time for July's funny pages. Ooh.
oh, there's a ghost. Let's look at him so he won't come towards me.
All right, so this is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip that I've never seen before. Amon, what is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies comic strips, if any?
I have a close relationship. I grew up on them. They would come in the mail, and I'd toss everything aside and just pull the Sunday Funnies out, and I'd read Boondocks when it was on strips.
Yeah.
And Beetle Bailey and all those.
Oh, wow.
And I'd get the collected versions at the library and continue to read them. And then I'd practice drawing on them. And yeah, they pretty much raised me.
That's great.
I love
That's amazing.
And then you went back to the business section later after you
Okay. Yeah, right away. I went to the business section.
Great. I didn't want to think about all the neglected sections if you were just diving through the newspaper every day.
No, of course. Yeah. No.
Cool. So I'll give you the option between three different comic strips, and I'll read them.
Great.
Usually if there's, it's Sunday today, so there's going to be extra big comic strips.
Cool.
And so I'll read through all the panels, and we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
All right, so you got to choose between Ziggy, Luann, or Garfield.
Ooh, Garfield's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Luann, I'd never heard of that. And Ziggy, I've also never heard of. So let's go.
Big nose. He's got a big nose.
Ziggy with the big nose?
Yeah, Luann's kind of a teen tween kind of gal.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ziggy's like an everyman character.
Okay. Well,
Big old nose.
The big old nose, everyman character. We can guess what those punchlines are going to be.
Shirt, no pants.
Yes, shirt, no pants. So he's Winnie the Pooh as a human being.
Yeah.
Let's go Luann.
All right, let's go Luann.
Yeah.
Great. So there's four panels.
Good.
Luann by Greg Evans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know who writes Luann.
First panel, we see Luann in her living room. She's on her couch. She's doing some folding, and she has this thought. She doesn't say this out loud. This is funny. A washcloth with a washing instructions tag on it. I gotta share this with Bernice. All right, so that's the first panel.
Okay. Okay.
Second panel. We see an over the shoulder shot of Luann on her phone. She's texting Bernice, and these are the text messages. Check this out, B. Washing instructions on a washcloth. What's it say? Dry clean only? Yeah. And the towels say, we'll get wet when drying. LOL, I'm having a microwave burrito. The package says, may be hot after heating. Our TV remote says, not dishwasher safe. Uh-oh, my phone's saying, warning, do not text while laughing. And then like a crying laughing emoji.
How big is this panel?
It's huge.
My God. Okay.
Third panel, we see a new character. I don't know who this is. Luann is like a blonde, and this character is...
frizzy hair with glasses?
No.
Okay, then it's not Bernice.
She has black hair.
Okay.
She's wearing a blue top, button down top. She says, Luann, why are you messing with your phone when you have chores to do?
Oh, it's Luann's mom.
Okay, it's her mom. Mm. All right, so final panel, we'll go around starting with Gabe. We'll guess what the final panel is.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, oh man. Some of these are so funny. I mean, you ever think about this? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, why don't they make the whole airplane out of the black box, right? If the black box is indestructible, that Ooh. Kind of thing.
That's mm-hmm. a good idea.
Oh man. I mean, these are jokes that they've been sharing since the beginning of the internet. Mm-hmm. Just the funny things that we see every day. So my guess is Luann's going to say to her mom, I'm talking about my chores.
Mm.
We're talking about the washcloth.
Mm-hmm. So a callback to the first.
Then the mom's going to see all the jokes and she's going to start laughing.
Out loud?
Yeah, totally out loud.
Great guess, Agata.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
So I think that this doesn't count as a comic strip because I think the author was just reading things in his apartment and typing them into a comic strip.
Wow. So first, you don't want to answer your advice question. Now you're calling this not a comic?
Yeah. So I think what's going to happen is...
This is truly, truly frightening for October.
I think he's just going to...
This version of you, this is scary.
I'm sorry to upset you, July, but... pretty obvious that's what's going on here. So I think the last panel is just going to say, I don't know, don't put aluminum foil in the microwave.
Great guess.
Thanks.
Amon, do you have a guess?
This is tough. I probably would have went in my comics experience learning about, you know, knowing how comics work. I'd guess that... Huey pops up in the foreground and goes, white people are crazy.
Oh, Huey from Boondocks.
Yeah,
Huey,
it's a crossover.
Boondocks. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That would be good.
That would be good, but you're wrong. Gata, you're wrong.
Wait, I'm wrong?
Gabe, you're wrong. Everyone's wrong.
No, not everyone.
Messed up.
What truly happens in the final panel is Luann goes back on her phone to text Bernice. And she says, my mom just asked me why I'm messing with my phone when I have chores to do. Duh. Tell her it's the same reason you're asleep in the morning when it's time for school.
What? You know what? Bernice. This new generation is going to kill us all.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Spending too much time in their phones making jokes when...
This is insane.
But she was doing a chore. She was folding the laundry, right?
Or her mom caught her texting, right?
Yeah, she got hung up on like the smallest piece of laundry.
Mm-hmm. She was impressed with something.
Yeah.
All right, now this is part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Great.
We have a comment from Templo SUD. They say, and they say women can multitask. Luann is still a child after all, if you ask me.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah, those are two different people commenting.
Yeah, there seemed to be some like underlying sexism to that comment. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm not sure what it was.
Some sexism.
But
again, I don't agree with these comments. I just read them.
Okay.
All right. Fair.
John Day says on Sundays the mother-daughter dynamic is predictable. Luann will forever be a lazy 14-year-old, and Nancy an adult disciplinarian.
If we had read that comment beforehand,
right, we'd know right away what it was. Whoa, she really broke that comic down.
Yeah. And finally, Schrodinger's dog says,
"Oh,
whatever happened to just letting the gene pool get thin by stupidity?"
That seems extreme. That because does a seem teenager extreme. Was texting their friend.
Does that person think Luann's a real human
teenager?
Being?
Yeah.
Wants to let Luann die.
I think the answer is yes.
Definitely.
For
why
sure.
Does her mom keep saving her?
Yeah.
I keep seeing her in my paper.
Okay, this is from Chuck 374. He says, reminds me of the story about a guy who bought a Winnebago. He was driving and engaged the cruise control and went in the back to make a cup of coffee.
That's not how
he
cruise control works.
He crashed the course. The results in the lawsuit was that the Winnebago had to alter their instructions to inform buyers that cruise control is not autopilot. He was also awarded a free Winnebago. No, so he lived. It was a good story.
Who the fuck would do that? Just turn on cruise control and be like, let me go make a cup of coffee.
And that's all he got was a Winnebago?
Yeah.
Like, is that all he wanted? He genuinely just wanted
probably,
his Winnebago.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
I can't believe he got anything.
Really?
What?
I'm sure Winnebago was like, hey, man, do you want to... We can handle this outside of court, right?
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Like, I love your cards. All right. I'll give him one of these.
This car house.
Cars.
Me want car house.
Me want car house.
And coffee machine.
Actually, I would love to have a Winnebago. That would be fun.
Oh, have you seen that Winnebago Man?
I haven't. No, that's a doc, right?
It's a documentary, but it's based on a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I'd watch that when I was in school and I was like bummed out. I'd watch that to lift my spirits. It's this man who just so earnestly wants to make this Winnebago ad that he wrote himself. Mm-hmm. And his cast and crew are all failing him. And on top of that, he can't remember the words that he wrote. And he's just like losing his mind as an old man.
Was it a documentary?
And they made a documentary finding him. It's the best. It's good.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Me too.
Oh, you have to.
I've heard great things about it. I just haven't gotten to it.
So good.
Yeah. So that's the end of my segment. And cool. There's a special theme for the month of October.
Uh-oh.
They're creepy and spooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together, ooky, the circus family.
The circus family.
Was that the reference?
Isn't it
the
family circus?
Dog hoards money so she can pay for treats herself.
So a dog has been hoarding money so that she can pay treats for herself.
How does that work?
Does she go to the dog store?
Yes. All right, so this is from Huffington Post.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to read a bit of this article here. The New York canine's bizarre obsession with paper bills began when she was just a puppy, according to her owner, Cassie Cook. And it wasn't long before she realized that money wasn't just fun, it was useful.
Oh my God, that picture.
Yeah, there's a photo of Holly the dog with a bunch of $1 bills.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It says here, she was a thief just like any puppy, Cook told the Dodo. She used to steal stuff out of all our bags, including money. Instead of chasing her around the house, we would kind of bribe her with treats. So when she had money in her mouth, we didn't want her to eat it. So we would say, here, Holly, take the treat and give me the money. So it clicked in her head. If she has the money, she will get the treats.
Wow. So she tries to cash it in with her owners.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Do you think that's how capitalism started with humans? We had a bunch of money in our mouths and someone's like,
and
hey,
they had the treats.
Yeah,
big business had all the treats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I thought they were aliens.
Oh, that big aliens had treats. Yeah, no, you're probably right.
That's, I think so.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not the kind of thing that people sit in a room and come up with.
No, no.
Like, we're gonna make this paper and trade it.
Yeah, who does that?
That's
silly. And this dog is so well trained.
Yeah.
Just take the dog to a bank or something, right?
Well, it says here in the update to the story that the dog is now working at a bank.
Mm. Working at a bank?
Mm-hmm.
How?
That dog could get a job at a bank and I can't?
Looks like, yeah.
You should ask Holly for a recommendation.
I'm not going to ask I'm not going to ask a dog for a recommendation to work at a bank.
Why not? She works there. She'll probably help you out.
Do you have her number?
Yeah, it's 911.
911?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you call the bank, Agata.
No, that's Holly's number.
So this is cool. Like, I always like to see a smart dog or a, you know, so, like the dog that knows how to say I love you. Do you guys know that dog?
No.
Where it's like, I love you.
It's huskies. Huskies can speak. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these videos on YouTube of them doing it. And it's kind of creepy, actually, but it is really cute.
That's horrifying.
They can just
talk to you. It is horrifying, especially for this month.
Yeah, it is spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, dogs. That bothers me. I think dogs need to stay dogs, you know? I think we keep trying to change things.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the natural order, and I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, my God. 103 million views on this video.
Mishka, I love you. Mishka, I love you. I love you. Mishka, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh.
Good girl.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
This is horrifying. You have to stop this. Yeah. Stop it right away. Sounds like when they first figured out how to record sound and they're just like yelling. It's horrifying.
There's also an update on that video. That dog also works at a bank.
Is it my personality?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What's your, like, how do you interview, do you think?
Did you have an interview at a bank?
Yeah, I got through to the interview, mm-hmm. And okay. I thought that was a good sign.
Yeah.
So, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years? Mm-hmm. At this bank.
Doing the same job?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you tell me to do another job, and then I'll do that again.
Okay. What are your three biggest weaknesses?
My three biggest weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to open this bank. I don't know how to close it. I don't know what I should do in the between time.
That's what you said in the interview?
Yeah. But well, that's the truth.
That's honesty. Yeah,
okay. What did you say for this question? How do you feel about fire hydrants?
Fine on labor days.
Mm-mm. Correct answer would be, I want to pee on them.
What?
Okay. And
we're hiring dogs here, sir.
Yeah.
You applied for the dog position at the bank?
No, but I could do what a dog does.
Can you?
Can you say I love you?
Yeah. Do you need me to say it?
Yeah, please.
Fine.
You're hired.
Oh, thank God.
I don't actually have a bank. I'm sorry.
Oh, fucking again.
It was all for jokes. It was all for the show.
I keep getting conned.
Cool. Well, I mean, what would be cool is if the dog figured out that mo money equals not necessarily mo problems, but mo things. Like, if the dog figured out it could save its money, then it could even buy itself another dog friend and then teach that dog about money. And then before you know it, you're opening your own bank.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dog-owned bank?
Dog-owned bank.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dog-owned bank.
Move over, hotel for dogs.
Yeah.
Bank for dogs.
Social media users are convinced the Babadook and Pennywise are in a gay relationship.
Whoa.
The Babadook and Pennywise.
Yeah, so we all know that the Babadook is now a gay icon.
Right.
So now people are shipping the Babadook and Pennywise, the clown, into being in a relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
I did not know that the Babadook was gay.
Good, yeah.
We talked about it on the show, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Babadook?
I think it's a scary thing from a horror movie.
It's a movie called The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Yeah.
Babadook.
It's I haven't real seen weird. It. Oh, okay. I haven't seen it either, but I bet Andrew's seen it.
I've only seen The Breakfast Club.
Gabe, Andrew's seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is really good.
It's a great film. Mm,
oh, man. Judd Nelson.
Oh, talk about me.
So yeah, the Babadook, I haven't seen it, but I am to understand that he's a gay icon now.
Yes.
I'm not sure why.
This happened because, they labeled on Netflix, the film under the LGBT section.
Okay.
And so Twitter just made that into a meme, and the LGBT community just sort of embraced the character as one of their own, and they're doing the same thing with Pennywise the Clown.
And this is from the movie The It.
Yes, The It.
It.
Have you guys seen The It?
The
It's
It.
It's called It.
No.
Yes, I've seen The It.
Okay. And I have seen on the internet people are saying, ooh, take all the makeup off this Pennywise and he's hot, right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I did see that. I saw something about that. There people are attracted to Pennywise?
Yeah.
Who plays him? Anybody know?
Skarsgård.
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 One of the Skarsgårds.
That makes sense because they're like scar. Weird looking dudes.
Yeah. No, they're hot.
But I mean, they are hot, but they're also like weird looking at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, weird hot.
Yeah, European sort of.
Like Steve Buscemi. Yeah.
Not quite that hot. But on the way there.
So what kind of things are Babadook and it supposedly doing? Is this
like holding hands and they have a child. So I assume it's a sweet thing. Yeah.
It's not filthy.
It's not filthy.
No.
I'm sure it is somewhere.
I mean, maybe.
Look it up. Just look up Babadook and Pennywise rimming each other's anuses.
Yeah, July.
All right, homework for the listeners. Look that up. Because I ain't doing it.
That's fair.
In public.
Well, good for them. I'm happy for them. Mm-hmm. I think, personally, I judge them a lot more harshly for the evil stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything else, I want them to live their lives, you know?
Right.
Totally fair. Like, let them be. The crimes and stuff, if they're willing to put that aside, I'm willing to let that go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put them in the same neighborhood as, like in a different neighborhood than me.
Yes. Right. Yes. You know?
A real murderer's row.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fine. How much do they charge in rent in like a murderer's row?
At murderer's row?
Yeah.
I think that they can't get away with charging as much in that area, just even based on the name of the neighborhood.
Imagine like the real realtor just going like, "All right, it's just going to cost this much money." Yeah. What are you trying to kill me?
They probably have to put on the listings instead of murderer's row, they're going to put thieves row adjacent.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
To try and cover up where it really is.
Right. So something like it's nice, quaint.
Quaint. Yeah.
Spacious.
Cozy.
Cozy, blood warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, check it out. Get real estate there before prices go up.
And they are. All these hipsters.
Gentrification.
Mm-hmm. Ruining murders.
Don't get me started on these murders ruining our neighborhoods.
Oh, here we go. All right, Tucker.
Yeah.
Carlson.
Cool bow tie, Tucker.
Yeah. All right, we know how many people you killed. Just get out of my neighborhood. I don't want that coffee shop there. All you serial killers hanging around.
That was one of the best trends I think we've ever covered on this show.
I was real scared throughout.
We've reached very close to the end of the show. We just have one last segment, and it is a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about this week. We always love it when our guests will agree to participate, but you're not required.
Of course I will participate.
Awesome. Agata will not, right?
Right.
But will you give us a suggestion for something we can hoedown about?
The Babadook and the clown fucking.
It has to be about them fucking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I give you broad ones. Sometimes I want them real specific.
Could you remind me what the hoedown is again?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a 4-line song. Okay. Usually the guest goes third. So by the time it gets to you, it'll kind of like, probably get it. But
no need to rhyme at all.
Great. No need to do anything.
Yeah.
You could just scream into the microphone.
You could scream if you wanted.
Okay, cool.
But we'll kind of get it going, and then by the time it gets to you, I think. And then we usually share the last line, the last set or whatever.
Great.
Okay, so this is Rebel Laura Hall is, of course, pulling up to her keys right now.
Y'all ready to hoe down?
I'm very ready to hoe down.
Yep.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hay. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
Okay, so that, I think, cleared it up a little bit more.
Yeah,
for you,
thank you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, so this is a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about the Babadook engaging in sexual relations with what, Pennywise?
Mm-hmm. Pennywise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I was propositioned by a clown. His hair was red, it wasn't brown. It was really good, it went by the book. Because we had sex with a clown and Babadook.
Oh, it's so spooky in the month of October. I'm screaming, when's it over? I'm so spooked I got to scream, but a clown came over and he covered me in whipped cream. He jizzed on me.
Oh, yeah.
I am very excited to see Babadook and Pennywise hooking up next to me. They're having a good old time and they're going nuts. Man, Huey, white people are crazy.
Oh, I sat next to my girlfriend at a horror film.
She couldn't stop crying in the popcorn.
And she was annoyed and bothered by
the clown who was breathing down her neck.
Breathing down her neck.
As always, that was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was pretty much the best song that ever has been committed to print record.
Print it.
Perfect. Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for participating.
Hey, no, thank you. I'm a team player.
Yeah. That was very obvious.
Yeah.
From how that went.
I'm going to use you guys as references.
Oh, you should.
Oh, yeah.
I write a great recommendation letter.
Oh, perfect. At this damn bank. Just want them to get me.
I can't get you a job that's for dogs. I can't get you a job that's for dogs.
Oh, fine. I guess they're just going to take all of them then, huh?
Yes, thank you. Finally, we can talk about how dogs are taking all of our jobs.
But we don't get political on this
first
show.
First, the serial killers moving to our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Now the dogs are taking all our jobs.
Yeah. Which way I look, I'm America's not the same anymore.
Yeah.
No matter where I turn.
Mm.
Got a serial killer and another one bungholing each other.
Yeah.
Am I right?
And then which is fine. Whatever happens between closed doors is fine, but not in my neighborhood.
Not in this. It was never like this before.
No.
And to my left, I got Trisket working the front desk at a J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
Right.
Taking up a job that a good human being could do.
Slobbing her all over my money.
Yeah. Not complaining.
Do your job, Congress.
Yeah, Congress.
Do your job or get out.
Yeah, do your job or get out of America.
Thank goodness.
Aman, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
This was really fun. Thank you all.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Plug. I want to get headshots soon.
Right.
So if anyone's got any sort of connection to that, I'd love that info. You could just find me on Facebook, Aman Giddy. That's not really a plug. That's a request for services.
For friends?
Yeah. And
you need new buddies?
You want new buddies?
I need more buddies.
Do you have any shows coming up or anything?
Yeah, I just got onto a Herald team at UCB.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes,
so
congrats.
When does that start?
Starts this coming Monday. And
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So look out for us. Our name is, and I'm not allowed to say it, but since it's coming out later on,
yeah,
I'll say it. Our name is White Leroy.
Oh, exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
A nice. Real exclusive on
come
this
check
show.
Us out.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Agata, do you have something to plug?
I'm going to plug fried chicken. I just love it.
Ooh.
It is good.
Always.
Any favorite spots?
Oh, man. I've got so many. You know all my, you know all the regular haunts. Wingstop.
You've ever been to Zanku?
I love Zanku. Zanku's good. I love.
Never been, but it looks good.
That Korean place, what is that? The one that we ordered from?
Oh, Kyochan.
Kyochan.
Oh, that's good. Those wings.
Kokyo Korean. Chicken's really good too.
Oh,
Kokyo
man. Chicken.
Ooh.
Guys, endless pasta. Also, I just love Popeyes.
Mm.
Can I just say Popeyes?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, close.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Whew. Ha. Whew. Getting a little flushed.
There you go.
Thinking about that chicken. July, do you have anything to plug?
No, I'll give my plug to Robolore Hall.
Very, very nice of you, as usual.
I want to plug the drive-through movies in Orange County. Still good.
Okay.
Oh, still good.
She must have gone there in between this episode and the last one.
Yeah.
Right?
She was ranting and raving about the drive-through movies last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
The drive-through movies?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
We still don't know exactly how they work, but we'll have to figure it out sometime or go out to Orange.
Yes.
What he said? Okay.
Orange?
County.
Orange County.
Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah. That's where Laura Hall's movie's playing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one you could just show me online?
Yeah. That's where.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't finish the reel, so I can play the rest of that out if you want.
We'll play it after we're done. I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's available.
We didn't get to the part where all the other actors were talking. It was just the one actress, Robolore Hall, talking.
Right.
Well, that's what a reel is. It's just one person.
Yeah,
lies.
But in reels, there are other people talking, too. It was just really Robolore Hall talking.
Right. I get it.
I'm just giving you another chance to maybe hear from these other voices.
Let's hear 10 seconds of the reel.
Okay. Well, I'll cut to the end. Then,
okay,
the last minute.
Hey, look at me on my construction site. Oh,
construction. This used to be a good neighborhood filled with serial rapists and killers. Now you're changing it.
Babadook, why are you up so late?
I'm having sex with Pennywise over here.
But I'm Pennywise.
What?
And that's where it ends.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every week on Fox after the Orville. Yeah, follow us on social media. Trends W Benefits is where you'll find us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, all right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and bye.
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 Bye. Bye.